J.D. Greer, who's the ex-former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, I think his term expired. This is what he says about John 3:36. And in your King James Bible, it makes it clear that it's if you believe in him, you have everlasting life, and he who believes not. But this is what he says. A more literal translation of John 3:36 render the two categories of that verse, he who believes and he who does not obey. The interchange of believe and obey is helpful. It shows us that belief and obedience are in a way synonyms. He says that it's synonyms. Go to Romans chapter 9 for a moment. Go to Romans chapter number 9. You know what the title of his book is that I got this quote from? Stop asking Jesus into your heart. It's like this guy's literally attacking the gospel in plain sight, and people, it just goes over people's heads. All of the Southern Baptists elected this guy as their president last year. This guy who literally is denying salvation by faith, their doctrinal statement as a group is saying you have to repent of your sins to be saved. A genuine turning away from your sins. That's not what the Bible says. Look at Romans chapter 9, look at verse 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. So he's saying, look, they didn't get it because they didn't do faith, they did works. Meaning that the obedience and the works is not the faith. If they had sought it by faith, they would have gotten saved, but because they went by obedience and works, they were not saved. And look, J.D. Greer is not saved. And his followers are not saved because they're seeking the righteousness of God by works, by obedience, rather than by faith in Jesus Christ. Here's some other quotes from this stupid book. Repentance is belief in action. He says faith is belief in action. He says faith starts with mental assent, but if this mental assent does not lead to obedience, it is not yet faith. He's making it clear. What is he doing? He's twisting the definition of what word? Faith. So that when I ask somebody, is salvation by faith, they can say yes, but in their heart and in their mind, they believe it's works. The devil is a subtle beast.